Residents near Grant Park have started a campaign to oppose the size of a proposed parking deck. That's because the city of Atlanta will have to cut down more than 131 trees to make room for it. WABE's Tasneem Shama reports.
Grant Park is full of historic trees, but many near the main road have orange X's painted on them.
We're looking at a water oak at the corner of Boulevard and Confederate. It's beautiful, and it's a poster child of Grant Park.
That's Lee Finlayson. He lives across the street from where an underground parking deck is planned for 1,000 cars. Finlayson filed a tree conservation appeal with the city of Atlanta to save some of the trees. At an open house on Wednesday at the Grant Park Recreation Center, City of Atlanta arborist Chris Collio sympathized with the residents.
No getting around it. It's a lot of tree impact.
That's a lot of trees.
So,
we're doing
the best I can with getting stuff put back in the park.
The city plans to replace all of the tree canopy once the parking deck is built. But some neighbors say they're just glad the deck will have a green roof and was designed to blend in with the park.
There's no reason to save the trees on Boulevard.
That's Rick Hudson. He's the land use chair for the Grant Park Neighborhood Association. He says trees are already at risk because of nearby construction. He says those 1,000 parking spaces are needed to accommodate the planned expansion of Zoo Atlanta and a revamped cyclorama.
There's a number of considerations that bring other monies into our neighborhood that are depending on this project to move forward.
The city of Atlanta says it expects to start building the deck later this year. Tasneem Shama, WABE News.